Our guest analyst this afternoon, Northern Crops Marketing and Investments President Brad Paulson. Brad, we had a risk-off day today across everything.
Yeah, I did. Kind of started with the stock market. The crop report yesterday wasn't really much help for corn. You got oil under pressure here today again, too, and along with gasoline, down 5-6 cents. Crude oil's down hard, too, down another just about a buck a barrel on the front end. And a lot of these index funds, and a lot of listeners probably heard of these when they talk about the Goldman roll. The Goldman Sachs has a commodity index that they're just long commodities, and they continuously roll them to the back months. But they're getting redemptions from what we've been hearing, and because there's margin calls and other issues going on in stocks and other things. So the open interest keeps dropping in both livestock and grains. So it's definitely a risk off. Longer term, though, we're kind of entering in a new growing season here. There is issues in Russia, Ukraine with dryness in the wheat. And the report yesterday, again, was probably most friendly for the wheat. If you look forward and just lower production a little bit, you'll get stocks down to where they were in 2013-14.
You talk about the risk-off type of trading day like that. Just a lot of different things going on here. Is it mostly margin calls, or do you see these commodities index funds moving out into the month because we're starting a new month now?
Yeah, you get redemptions. You know, if say you owned $100,000 in this fund and you don't like what was going on, you just call up and say you want your money back, and they have to sell, you know, $100,000 worth of equity and commodities to pay you back. So that's kind of what's going on. It's just redemptions, people, you know, taking risk off in all arenas like we've been talking about here. But that's, you know, those index funds have been around in a big way, you know, in 07, 08, and they kind of got small again, and they've gotten pretty large here in the last few years again.
Okay. Cattle markets, too, weren't immune to it either with limit losses.
Boy, every other day it's either limit up or limit down in these cattle. And there again, open interest keeps dropping. Moves are exaggerated by low volume. So it's a problem across all markets. Again, hopefully we can get to the peak of this virus here in a few weeks and people start getting back to work and back to normal here, hopefully in May, is what the latest suggestion is. But until we do that, I think, you know, weather is going to be on the front and center here. But right now, other than the East European wheat problem and maybe a little wetness here in the Southeast U.S., there's not much weather to talk about.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.